Since the 1990s, the size of mature halibut has been falling.
And now their average size at age for halibut is approximately what it was in the 1920s and 1930s.
Steve Keith is the Assistant Director of the International Halibut Commission, or IPHC, and he says this is not the first time the commission revisited the size limit, which was set at its current level in 1974. The IPHC analyzed the possibility of reducing or eliminating the size limit back in 2015, but ultimately decided against making any changes. The limit is supposed to be a safeguard for spawning fish. The idea is that if halibut are larger than 32 inches, they're likely to have spawned, keeping future fish stocks healthy.
Well, now the average size of the fish has gotten smaller, so the question is, well, could you reduce the size limit and still have the same protection of the spawning biomass, but get some more yield out of the fisheries?
The commission released a new paper on the topic in August. The analysis estimates that if the commission ditched the current size limit and fishing behaviors remain the same, the total catch across all districts would see a small 4% bump.
The amount of the retained catch doesn't change very much, but the makeup of the catch would change. About a quarter of it would be fish that are under 32 inches.
Keith says that any changes in fishing behavior really depends on what's happening in each district. The Gulf of Alaska has seen the largest reduction in the size of mature fish compared to other regions, which may make targeting smaller fish more advantageous. But fishermen in the Western Aleutian Islands are continuing to pull in larger fish. So it may not be economical to target halibut under 32 inches in those districts. Homer-based commercial fisherman and president of the North Pacific Fisheries Association, Malcolm Milne, currently fishes in the Gulf and has fished the Aleutians in the past. Milne says despite catching smaller fish over the past two decades, he's been in favor of keeping the current size limit.
At the time, I came out with the idea that, you know, it wasn't a good idea and that we would save more by keeping those fish in the water and letting them grow.
Milne also says he's been landing more fish over the 32-inch threshold over the past few years. But he adds that size isn't the only consideration. There's plenty of concern over what processors would pay for smaller halibut.
The marketability of the small fish has always been a question, too. Is, you know, would that mean there would be a decrease in the value of the fishery if they started harvesting the fish? But that's obviously a secondary concern to the, you know, the overall health of the biomass and what we're removing from the water.
The new analysis also estimates the mortality of undersized fish that are tossed overboard. Mortality rates are measured in pounds, and it's estimated that about 1 million pounds of undersized fish die in the Gulf of Alaska and Aleutian districts. It's estimated another 5 million pounds survive after being caught.
Always a tricky one to decide what happens to a fish once you throw it overboard, but certainly the way we release them, I don't run a bunch of gear. They seem very lively when we release them, but I think maybe some bigger operations might be a little different. Yeah, it's a hard number to ever pin down.
Mill notes that he'll keep a close eye on the conversation as it progresses into the winter, but he says the idea is worth a fresh look. The commission is set to examine the new analysis at its interim meeting in November and could have a decision on whether to make changes at its annual meeting in January. Reporting at Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.